when we begin to hear and act on the words of Christ, and we begin to develop a relationship and learning to listen to the Lord, it is going to show in our attitudes. It's going to show in an inner light. It's going to show in an increased compassion and grace that we have for other people. It's just some way, somehow, some way, it is going to show when we are spending transformational time with the Lord. And sometimes with quiet time, how long should I have my quiet time? Should it be in the morning? Should it be in the afternoon? And we kind of gravitate towards this rule type of mentality. This, like, it has to be a certain way or look a certain way in order for it to qualify as good Christian activity. And quiet, what I'm getting at is about a relationship with the Lord where you're learning to listen, and then God can speak to you whenever He wants to. God wants to get off the page of your quiet time notebook and into the nitty-gritty of your life and into the practicality of your day. And so that quiet time, if we begin to look at that as a training ground where we are learning to identify the voice of our shepherd. In John, Jesus says, "My sheep know my voice." And at that time with the Lord in the scriptures is where we're really learning to discern the voice of God. And it is infinitely practical, and it is intricately personal, and it's a process. So if you're not there today, don't worry about it. Seek the Lord with all your heart, and He will get you there day by day.